Quranic snapshots, illustrated reflections on an ayah a day, and a structure to support your own Quran journaling. Just 24, and today's verse is from Surah Fussilat, ayah 34. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. Repel evil with what is best. Our true character, the real person we are, is most revealed in the way we respond to challenging situations or how we respond to people who challenge us. When we feel like we've been wronged or someone has been mean or rude to us, it's so easy to retaliate and be rude back. But in this verse, Allah asks us to do the exact opposite. He asks us to respond with goodness. I think it's interesting that Allah commands us idfa, to repel or defend, because responding with goodness is like a shield for us, protecting us from the other person's harmful words or actions. It catches the other person off guard when you don't react the way they expected you to, and in some situations that has the power to stop their abuse and change their attitude towards you. In fact, Allah says in the rest of this ayah, if you repel evil with goodness, your enemy will become as close as an old and valued friend. Wow, that's the power of goodness. We have so many examples from the Ahlul Bayt of how they treated those who were horrible to them. You'll remember the story of the old lady who would throw her rubbish on the Blessed Prophet every single day. But how does our Holy Prophet respond? He visits her when she's unwell. He looks after her. And as a result, her heart softens towards him, just like this ayah says. When the murderer of Imam Ali alayhi salam was caught and tied, the Imam asked for the ropes around his hands to be loosened, and he served him food and water. When a man was shouting abuse to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, the Imam spoke gently to him, offering him help and a place to stay. In Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam let enemies drink from the river, even though they were there to kill him. Idfa billati hiya ahsan. At a time when, sadly, many people judge the entire religion of Islam through their experience of Muslims, we have the power to change their whole perception of Islam through our reaction to them. Whether it's face-to-face abuse or through online comments, the way in which we behave and respond to others becomes people's impression of Islam. To me, this verse is a reminder to be careful in my response to negativity, wherever it may come from. Let's pick out a key word to help us remember and record this passage. We've already come across husna in juz 1, ihsan in juz 15, and here we've got ahsan, all from the same root. I've picked the word idfa, meaning to repel, defend or push away. Having little doodles helps us to remember the words better. You can choose any image that helps you. I've got a hand offering a heart. Lay yours out however you like. I record the juz number as a title at the top, and I like to write the verse in both Arabic and English. Down here I've got our keyword to help me remember the verse. The most important part, I think, is a space for you to write your own reflection on the verse and what it means to you. And the intention part is for our own personal takeaway, a practical step that we can make to apply this verse. So go ahead and jot down today's passage however you like, remembering to put in your keyword and little doodles to make it easier to remember. It would be amazing if we can use this space to inspire each other. Share your Quranic notes in the comments below, and inshallah, we can all learn together.